David Roof with the Center for Economic and Civic Learning says Ball State students as a whole have higher civic engagement than the general public, but that's not the data driving this new effort.
There was a national study that was released, and Indiana has one of the lowest 18 to 24-year-old voter turnout numbers in the country. And some states outpace us by more than double.
One key component of Cardinal's Vote is students hearing about civic participation from other students. The project has named 5 Democracy Fellows who will visit classes and help with events to encourage their peers to vote. One of the 5 fellows is Deborah Edwards.
If enough of us vote, we can make a difference, not just in terms of who wins, but in terms of making sure that our voices are heard and that politicians, whoever our representatives are, that they make it a point to have our interests as also their interests.
An online hub will also help with the practical questions. What documents do I need to register to vote? How can I vote absentee from Indiana or a different state? How do I find out where in Muncie to cast my ballot? Campaigns like Cardinal's Vote are important to civic organizations like the League of Women Voters. That's because, as President Linda Hansen says, young voters are important.
If we get young people started voting and recognizing that they have a civic role and a civic responsibility, then they build habits of voting.
In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.